We think the contact might have been more than over the internet, Mr. Mann. We think Danny might also have met No Lava in person. Would you know anything about that? Rainey nearly stepped on Quincy's foot to shut him up. What the hell was he doing? But Quincy's gaze was still boring into Richard Mann's. He looked like a hound dog on a scent. Oh, no, the school counselor said quickly, his gaze dropping. I never heard mention of that. Really? That's odd, Quincy mused out loud. Here you are seeing this child twice a week. You know he's getting emails from someone, but he never mentions seeing him in person. And you never pried. Richard Mann began to squirm. Do you own a gun? Rainey piped up, finally catching up. How tall are you, Richard? 5'10"? 5'11"? Yep, that would fit.
That would fit? What?
Rainey turned casually to Quincy. Didn't he say he's from L.A.? Chances are he knows more about guns than you and I put together.
I don't know anything about guns. Frankly, all L.A. taught me was to be wary of loud noises. Why are you two looking at me like that? What is this about?
Someone else shot Miss Avalon, Rainey said flatly. We have hard evidence she was killed by someone who's at least 5'6". Where were you again Tuesday afternoon? And what was the exact nature of your relationship with Melissa?
You think
I thought you'd be happy. You said it broke your heart to think of one of your students committing murder. Well, now you can rest easy. Rainey's voice went hard. Tuesday afternoon. Where were you, Richard?
In my office, like I said. This is nuts. Every time I try to help.
Did Danny ever mention meeting someone in person? Quincy continued relentlessly. A new friend. Someone from out of town.
I don't remember.
No Lava, Mr. Mann. You knew Danny was getting emails, and you suspected more, didn't you? Danny said something that made you wonder, but you never told anyone. You never told anyone, and now you're afraid. You messed up. You were his counselor, and you failed him. Richard Mann had started panting.